Hi, friend. Today I'll be chatting with April Stewart, also known as April the Money Coach. April will give some great advice on how she was able to budget her way to self-made millionaire status. So listen close. You don't want to miss this.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, April. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I just want to begin by saying that today I will be doing a one-on-one with April Stewart, who is also known as April the Money Coach. And some of my readers may know that I attended FinCon recently, where while there I met so many amazing women in personal finance, including April. And despite her busy schedule and all of her massive success, she was so gracious enough to grant me this interview. So I really do appreciate that, April.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. So I'll first just start with asking you if you can just tell me a little bit about your background or how you got started with personal finance or your business, what led you to that path?
Yeah, so I grew up with lower income beginnings, not being taught much about money, except that it was hard to come by and it didn't grow on trees. And to be honest, I'm still working through, to undo some of my fear-based relationship with money. Mm-hmm. But I basically knew that I didn't want to replicate what I saw around me. I didn't want to have the same relationship with money that I saw family members having. So I just started to teach myself about money, especially coming out of college. I would read books and articles and, listen to radio shows and, podcasts weren't quite that, weren't popular then, but, eventually started to listen to podcasts and just devour anything I could to try to figure this money thing out.
Right.
And over the years, I just gained more and more knowledge about it, and I became the go-to person amongst my friends and family on money topics. Mm-hmm. So I, just kind of been in that position, and I know that eventually I might want to, maybe transition careers and do something different with my life, and I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to be. And I kind of ran from the personal finance thing for a while, and I was like, I don't know if I want to make a living with that. But it kept coming up for me in my soul searching. So I finally decided last year to stop, running from it, embrace it, and, actually look to transition into that and do that full time so that I can help people, with their money issues and situations and to accomplish some of the things that I've been able to personally accomplish.
That's absolutely amazing. Absolutely. I do totally understand that, shying away from it. But as you were learning and getting more knowledgeable, then, of course, people want to know, what are you doing?
Right.
And so why not turn that into a business or, a way to help other people as
yes.
and make money on the side? That's a win-win.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. So have you ever been in debt, April? And if so, how did you get out?
Yes, so I was, from student loans from college and like a card note. And fortunately, I was pretty cautious about money. Like I said, I didn't really want to repeat the things I saw around me. So I didn't really do much credit card debt. I did have a credit card out of college, but I kept my balance pretty low, and I tried to have it where I could pay it off when I used it. Mm-hmm. But so I didn't have a huge amount of debt, but actually what, put me on a journey to realizing that I needed to become debt-free was reading Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover in 2007. A coworker had introduced me to it and told me I should check it out. I read it, and I loved it. I resonated with it. His approach, and I found it to be actionable and straightforward. So, at that point in 2007, I started my money journey, and I paid off about $25,500 in debt, and I paid that off in 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
just getting, you know, very intense and intentional about my money and what I was doing with it. So, you know, I just went gung-ho and just really tried to knock it out as quick as possible so I could get on with the rest of my life.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
Get rid of debt and get on with your life. I love that. I had a similar mindset or transformation in my thinking as well. So I love that. How has it been? What did you do previously?
You mean work or?
Yes, work-wise, you know.
Yeah, so I am... I'm a systems engineer by trade, so I studied systems engineering both undergrad and grad school, and I'm doing program management. So, I'm doing like a, you know, program management type of track right now.
Okay, and so are you? And I know that you have a site and you're April the Money Coach. So, how's it been transitioning into teaching personal finance or coaching people in personal finance from your engineering background? That's like on the opposite poles, I would think, from each other.
Yeah, but I find that having a systems engineering background and just kind of a technical detail oriented, you know, analytical type of mind works well with finance and money. And also, specifically being a systems engineer, just kind of a systems thinking, systems mind to look at how the various pieces fit into the whole. And, you know, I think that definitely lends to, you know, my work in personal finance and helps me there. And, you know, I think systems are definitely very important things to set up around money and automation. Like that's something I'm personally getting into more, because I tend to be old-fashioned. I like doing my budget and my spreadsheet and, you know, things like that. I even talk to people that say they actually write it out on paper. I'm a spreadsheet girl, but I'm leaning more towards some automation and some systems, because, I mean, that really does, you know, make life easier and helps people. Like, if you don't have to put too much effort into it, then people are willing to actually do it.
Absolutely. The easier you can make it, the better. I think and the easier it will be to stick with it. So absolutely. So just in your own money journey or in your goal towards moving into your own personal finance business, have you faced any real challenges along the way?
For me, it's just, you know, right now being new in the space, so new. You know, you're getting started in something, you're launching a business, there's just so much you need to do and so many things coming to you from different angles. Mm-hmm. And so just focusing and prioritizing, because there are, of course, many things you need to do, but, of course, you have to prioritize and step through things in a necessary manner. So I think for me, especially, you know, as we both attend a FinCon, it was fire hose. I mean, I know for me it was my first one. So
Me too.
Okay. So just so much information, so much information, so many people we met, and I'm like, whoa, there's so much I need to do. So now I'm kind of coming down off the FinCon whirlwind and taking a step back and like, okay, let me prioritize. Let me figure out the order of things. So I think for me, that's what it is right now. Just learning how to prioritize and accept these things.
Absolutely. Since FinCon, you know, I started following you on Instagram, and I did see the comment where you said you had reached the millionaire status. Congratulations on that, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what has that been like?
So I, you know, it's just funny, and I guess, you know, I think of myself maybe as like your everyday millionaire, like the millionaire next door. Like it's not something that I think just by having a certain mindset around money and certain disciplines and practices, you know, you can make those things possible. So it wasn't, you know, some big target that I was aiming for, but I just found that over time with the things that I was doing around money, you know, it I was able to accomplish that. And I realized, I think maybe around the age of maybe 36 or so, 37 is when I hit that mark. And because I'd invested in my retirement, so invested in, you know, mutual funds and things like that, and then my house and the way it's appreciated. So just having a plan for my money, being structured around my money, you know, doing a budget, which I know people kind of run from that.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's really just having a plan for your money, you know, telling your money what to do for you. And, you know, with any other aspect of our life, we have a plan. So, you know, we definitely want to have a plan with our money on a monthly basis. But so in doing that, it just really helped me to be able to, you know, target my money and, you know, put it in certain places. And also, I found that with the budget, I felt like I got a raise. Because before, you know, my money was kind of a black hole, and I didn't necessarily have insight into it and really knew all that was going on. But once I actually sat down and laid it out, and I was like, okay, you have more than you realize, and it's just how you apply it. So,
absolutely.
You know, I actually felt like I got a raise, and from there I was able to begin to do more with my money. And then over time, just being disciplined, I was able to do more and more with my money and save more and more. That is, you know, what my journey was like.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just making those few cutbacks, it is like getting a raise. That's a good way to describe it, because you can see more of your money where, instead of, you know, it all going out, you know, some of it gets to stay with you and you can decide what to do with it. Absolutely. I love that. So what advice would you have for women who may be struggling with debt?
I would say take it in baby steps and steps. So, you know, definitely take inventory of all the debt that you have. And I think that people may step past that step a little bit. They may think that they have certain, you know, amounts of debt. But, you know, it's definitely worth pulling a credit report to see what really, you know, all you have out there. And so just take inventory, know, you know, what you're working with. So, and then from there, create a plan and tackle, you know, one thing at a time. Like, I think we don't accomplish what we want to accomplish because we're trying to do a bunch of things at once. And I definitely do believe in focusing on one thing at a time. And I know people have different methods that they take for paying off their debt. It could be the I guess what some may call the snowball effect, or some may, where you take your smallest debt and just pay it off, and then from there go to the next largest debt, or some people may go according to interest rate. And I don't think it really matters too much either way. You know, as long as you're doing it. But for me personally, I took the snowball effect, and I listed all my debts out from lowest balance to highest balance, and just started with the lowest one, pay that off. When you get that victory, it's nice to have something accomplished and checked off, and that gives you momentum to keep going to the next thing. So, you know, I definitely like that approach. And so I would say, you know, pick one of the methods and then begin to pay off your debt one at a time. And then also I would say that, you know, give yourself grace. Like, it may take some time depending on how much debt you have and then how much of the income you have to work with to pay it off. But it's okay. You know, give yourself time. Keep track of your, however you need to stay motivated. If you need to make something visible to track it, that's great. You know, just give yourself grace. If you need little rewards or you know, pats on the back as you go along, as you maybe pay off one of your debts or accomplish something to help you go for the long haul, whatever will keep you going, it's okay. You don't have to be, you know, dogmatic about it or you know, whatever. Like, do what works for you. It'll keep you focused on the prize. And because it's going to be work. It's going to be sacrifice.
Yes.
It'll be worth it. And think, you know, once you have that accomplished, like, you then have your income, you know, for yourself to do whatever you need to do with it, whatever you want to do with it. And your income is always your greatest wealth building too. So instead of paying off to someone else an interest and, you know, payments, you have it to use for yourself, to pay yourself, to build your own wealth.
Absolutely.
So it's absolutely worth it. So yeah, I'm definitely encouraged.
That is excellent, excellent advice, you know, and I love the part where you say give yourself grace, you know, because it can seem overwhelming, and then we want everybody, I think, feel like they want to get out of debt fast, which of course, who wouldn't want to get out of debt fast? But, you know, it will, what I try to tell people is that it does take a little bit of sacrifice. Well, actually, in some cases, depending on how much debt you have, it could be a lot of sacrifice. But, you know, give yourself grace and stay motivated. I love that. Whatever rewards, you know, sometimes I would, after I pay off something, after I reached a certain milestone, then I'll go buy myself that one pair of shoes or something that I was looking for, you know, just to know that, you know, I'm not completely sacrificing everything, you know, or, you know, go to see a movie or, you know, something that I wanted to do, you know, but, you know, exactly. So I do love that. Give yourself grace. And then it builds upon itself. And, you know, you get to the point, as you can see, for me, as I could see my debt going down, even in increments, each time it was less and less, you know, that helped to motivate me more to stay.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. So great advice, April. Thank you so much. So do you have any special events or promotions or activities coming up?
I will be launching a blog soon to give women insight into how I became a millionaire and some of the disciplines and practices, you know, I used. And so I'm working on that. Not sure a time frame yet, but definitely I will announce that on my Instagram and the website and, you know, all of my socials.
Excellent. Excellent. Sounds great. I need to read it. How to Become a Millionaire. That, I mean, a lot of us could use that advice for sure. And that is perfect. I appreciate that. This has been so great and helpful. And I think your words and your message and the fact that you know, were able to, you know, you may not have had a massive amount of debt, but you still were able to learn how to be responsible with money, pay off what you had, and grow that into wealth. So it is possible, even for average people with humble beginnings. So I love hearing that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want, you know, people to know that it, you know, it's not just a certain profile of a person that is meant for. Like, it's meant for all of us, and we definitely can take steps to make it happen for us. And it's not, you know, and if we don't necessarily see it in our lifetime, I think it's important that we be in the mindset of changing our family tree. So, you know, you can set up the next generation for that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Building a legacy. I've been hearing about that so much lately since FinCon, you know, about, you know, learning to build your legacy, to, you know, change things now, you know, no matter where you came from. You can turn things around, make it better, and leave a legacy for your future generations. So I love hearing that. Thank you so much, April. I really appreciate, again, you taking this time to speak with me, and I will definitely keep following up with you on Instagram to see what's going on or what any advice you have that can help me out and anybody else.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, definitely, you know, can follow me on my, I'm the same across all platforms. So it's April the Money Coach on Instagram. And then also my website is the same, aprilthemoneycoach.com. And definitely be active on there, trying to get content, share tips and stories and everything to help inspire.
Absolutely. And do you teach classes? Is that on your website, the April the Money Coach? What exactly do you do there?
So that's primarily where coaching clients can reach me to sign up for coaching. So I think down the line, as I'm growing my business, I would like to get into, you know, more courses and everything, but I don't have any lined up right now as often. But definitely as I build a business out, I look to be adding more products and services.
But if people wanted to get you as their coach and to help them, you know, maybe organize or prioritize their finances, they could definitely reach you on the website at aprilthemoneycoach.com.
Yes, and my Gmail is the same, aprilthemoneycoach@gmail.com, so I can be reached via email there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, April.